For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Dr. Bill Stoops is a faculty member in the Department of Behavioral Science of the UK College of Medicine, as well as the Center on Drug and Alcohol Research. Bill, you've recently done some research on tramadol, which is a pain medication that many people think of as being an opiate narcotic, sort of like oxycodone or hydrocodone, but you found that there are some perhaps major clinical differences in these drugs.
Yes. I should point out that our study was looking more at the behavioral effects of tramadol that were related to its potential for abuse, but our research certainly does have implications for understanding how it works clinically as well.
Yes, and I was fascinated. I actually saw a film clip of you discussing this. Tell us a little bit about this and its potential for abuse and why it may be different than other drugs.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So we were interested in tramadol because, as you mentioned, there is a conception that it is like these other opioid drugs like hydromorphone, which is Dilaudid, or oxycodone, which is in OxyContin. But it actually has some other mechanisms of action outside of the brain opioid system. It works in brain monoamine systems, particularly norepinephrine and serotonin systems. And we know that from preclinical, from animal literature. But there hasn't been very much work done in humans to understand really how tramadol works. So what we did in our study was looking at effects of orally administered tramadol, a range of doses of orally administered tramadol that we gave alone or in combination with naltrexone, which is an opioid blocker. It blocks the opioid receptors in the brain. We also included hydromorphone as a positive control so we could see what happens when you give a drug that we know works in the opioid system alone and in combination with naltrexone.
What you found is that these receptors that things like opiate narcotics like hydrocodone, oxycodone tend to work on, there's something different going on with tramadol.
So, you know, I think it's easiest to tell the story by talking about what happened with hydromorphone first and then moving on to talking about tramadol. So hydromorphone, which again is like hydrocodone or oxycodone, did what we expected. We gave it to subjects, and they said that they liked it, and they said that it made them feel high. It also caused pupil constriction. It caused miosis. When we gave it in combination with naltrexone, the opioid blocker, it was like we were giving placebo. It didn't produce any effects, essentially. Tramadol, when we gave it alone without naltrexone, we also saw similar effects. We saw that there were increased ratings of liking. There were increased ratings of good effects. We also saw pupil constriction with tramadol. However, when we gave tramadol combined with naltrexone, we didn't see the level of blockade we saw with hydromorphone. Tramadol certainly did not become placebo-like when it was given with this opioid blocker. So that indicates to us that the effects of tramadol that we're observing are not fully attributable to brain opioid systems.
I'm speaking with Dr. Bill Stoops about his research in tramadol. And Bill, I guess this could essentially translate into some major clinical significance at some point down the road, looking at both abuse potential of the drug and treatment of the patient perhaps who comes in obtunded to the ER or who comes in to his psychologist or psychiatrist addicted to a certain medication.
I think that's true. You know, the first thing that this tells us, and more, we need to do a little bit more work, but I think the first thing that this tells us is that tramadol does have abuse potential like hydromorphone, so we need to be careful when we prescribe it. But the abuse potential of tramadol isn't solely attributable to the mu opioid system as we would think for hydromorphone or oxycodone or hydrocodone. I think the other thing that this tells us is that, again, we didn't enroll pain patients, but I think that clinically we can make some conservative leaps from that. That if, you know, you give this opioid blocker and tramadol is still producing these effects, that probably its pain relieving qualities are not also solely due to mu opioid systems. Again, we didn't study this in a pain manipulation, or we didn't study it in pain patients. So I want to be a little bit cautious in what I say, but I think that there are certainly indications that there's more to tramadol than just opioid effects.
Well, Dr. Bill Stoops, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.